Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 17, Letter Number 6496, Baruch Hashem, the 25th day of Elul, Etav Shinchai, Brooklyn, New York, Shalom Uvracha. Now, this was talking about a school in Australia. Now, they had the boys and the girls mixed in the same grades. The Rebbe argued in the letter before, Letter Number 6177, that it's not healthy, even from the perspective of pedagogy and the education, for the boys to be and girls to be together. They should be in separate classes. This person was trying very hard to make a separation. And the Rebbe says at the time, he was not successful because the people that opposed the separation, they won out. But he wrote to the Rebbe, he hopes that it'll be for the good and a change for the good. I guess, you know, it's going to be the budget is going to double. If you can put boys and girls in one class, that's half of the expense that you need only one grade for both genders. But if you have to separate them. So he couldn't get it to do that because the people say it's too expensive. But the Rebbe says, I'm hopeful that for the new school year, there was an actual change for the good. Or minimally, the Rebbe says, I am confident that your honor continues his efforts with the necessary energy. Especially, the Rebbe says, you know what the argument of the opposing side. So their complaint is that money. So for sure, the Rebbe says, you've done and you do whatever necessary that those arguments should sort of be on its own, remedied, closed out. Why? Because it seems like their main argument is too much money to make another class. And the Rebbe says, if there is a plan to minimize and to cut some of the classes in other places, in places that it's possible to cut, so then you negate this argument because they don't have a position in theory. They don't have a conscious opposition that they say, okay, but it's too much money. But the Rebbe says, try to cut expenses elsewhere to accomplish that. The Rebbe says, for sure, I don't need to emphasize to you, even if you cannot save it all. In other words, can't make all the classes separate. But even to secure a portion of it, it's also proper. At least do something, which means what I mean to say is the older classes, the older age, that's even more important. And the Rebbe says the merit of the many, which is the students, the boys and the girl students that you are trying to bring into this better level is going to support you to, in the end of the day, to succeed, to also be able to do it all. So the Rebbe says, if you can't separate the genders in older classrooms, at least do it in the older classrooms. And in the end, the Rebbe says, the merit will help you to be able to separated in lower classrooms as well. And for the forthcoming year, the Rebbe says, which is coming for us and for all Yidden, for the good and for the blessing, I wish you and all those that are participating, that are with you, a blessing of Aksivach Sematoiva, Ashana Toiva Mesuka, a good and a sweet year, physically and spiritually together with honor and with blessing. So the Rebbe is pushing him, reminding him that he said that they were trying very hard. The Rebbe encourages him to continue to do so, but at least the Rebbe says, if you can't accomplish the whole school, do it in the older grades. And the Rebbe says, eventually it'll come to all of the school as well.